Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Yudches Amabez. We're holding on Yudches Amin Aleph, five lines from the bottom, the last word on the line, Rava. So says the Gemara, Rava Amar, Rava says, a fourth and final mahalach regarding why it's usher to be Toivo Kalim on Shabbos and Yom Tif. It's Bimnation Irkim Asakin Kli. It looks like you're fixing the Kli, being that the Kli was Tamei and it was unusable before you brought it to the Mikvah. You're Metire, the Kli of the Mikvah, now it becomes usable, so therefore it looks like you're fixing it. It's not Mamish Tikkun Mana, but it looks like you're Misakin, and therefore it's usher. Yihachi Adam Nami. So ask the Gemara, so when a person goes to the mikvah, it looks like he's fixing himself, so it looks like tikkun mana. So why don't we say it's aser for a person to go to the mikvah on Shabbos and Yom Tif? Beis Hillel said that a kli is aser, but a person's allowed to go. Why did Beis Hillel allow a person to go to the mikvah? Why don't we say it's nirikim misakin kli? Says the Gemara, because Adam Nira Kamekar. When a person goes to the mikvah, it doesn't look like he's doing it as a tikkun. It looks like he's just doing it to cool off, just to relax. Says the Gemara, Hatinach Mayim Yafim. That's understandable if the water in the mikvah is clean. But Mayim Ra'im Mayikalim Emar. But if it's dirty water, so how could you say it looks like he's just going to take a bath and clean off and cool off? It's dirty water. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Because Pamim Shadam Ba Bisharav, sometimes a person taka goes in the heat, the Raichet Afil B'mei Mishra, and he'll soak himself, he'll wash himself even in flax water, even in dirty water. If a person's that hot, so sometimes he'll even go into dirty water. Well, says the Gemara, Tinach B'meisa Chamos, that's good if it's hot outside, now it doesn't look like Tikkun Kli, but B'meisa Geshami Ma'ikla Meimar, what about if it's cold outside? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, sometimes a person's traveling outside, he's walking through the fields, and he gets dirty with either cement, with tit or tzaya, and he'll go and he'll want to wash off in the dirty waters even during the winter. Well, says the Gemara, Tinach b'Shabbos, that's understandable now on Shabbos, where Rechitza is mutter. But b'yayim ha-kippurim ha-ikilam emar, what are you going to say about Yom Kippur, where there's an Issa Rechitza? So you can't say that it looks like he's just being taking a bath. It's also to take a bath in Yom Kippur. So this is obvious that he's just going to be metayer, so it's nira ke-tikin kli. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava in a chanami. That be'etzem, in terms of Yom Kippur, really, we should have said, it's near to Mesakin Kli and that it's Aser. However, says Rava, mi'ika midi de b'shabes shari, uv'yom ha-kippurim Aser, could there be such a thing, that something in Hilchus Malacha, that something should be mutter on Shabbos and Aser on Yom Kippur? Shabbos, in terms of Hilchus Malacha, is the most chomer. So it can't be that it's going to be mutter to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, and that it's going to be Aser on Yom Kippur. Elohayil, u'b'shabes shari, uv'yom ha-kippurim Purim Nami Shari. Rabbi says a svar of hayil, that it's mutter on Shabbos, so we'll say that it's mutter that the heter carries over to Yom Kippur as well. Ask the Gemara, Umiyisli l'Rava Hayol. Does Rava really hold of this concept of Hayol, that you could carry over a heter, that being that it's already mutter, so we'll allow it to be mutter even somewhere else where the heter doesn't really apply? Vatnam, but we learned in the Mishnah, Achay Sheish Bishinov. A person who has a toothache, Lo Yigama Behenes Achaymates. So he's not allowed to eat vinegar and swallow it, that's usur. Because that's obvious that he's doing it for refuah. There's an isur to do refuah on Shabbos, so therefore he's not allowed to do that. Avo mitabelu kedarkai, you could dip his food into the vinegar, and you could eat it, and then by doing that he's getting vinegar onto his tooth. Vim nisrape, and if it heals him, great. That, there's nothing wrong, it doesn't look like he's doing refuah. Now we ask the kash on the Mishnah, because we have a brisa which has the opposite. The brisa says, Lo yigamehu pilate, ava megameu baileya. The brisa says you're not allowed to eat the vinegar and then spit it out. But you could put it into your mouth and then swallow it. If you swallow it, even without dipping it into your food, if you swallow it, so then it doesn't look like refuah. So it's a stira. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to swallow it, and the brisa says you are. Vamir Abaye, so now Abaye got out of the stira by saying, Kitna nami mas nisen megame upaile tanan. That the Mishnah also, when it says you can't be megamea, it meant you can't put it into your mouth and spit it out. So really the Mishnah is saying the exact same din as the Braisa. However, Varava Amar, Rava got out of the stira by saying that afilu tema megameu baileya. Then now I'll tell you that the Mishnah means that you're not even allowed to swallow it. Ah, so it's a stira. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to swallow the vinegar. The Braisa says you are allowed to swallow the vinegar. The Laikasha says, Rava, no, it's not a stira. Kan kaidem tibul, kan le'achar tibul. It depends. The Braisa is talking about having it before your suda as an appetizer. That was somewhat normal, and therefore it doesn't look like refuah. The Mishnah would say you're not allowed to swallow it. That's talking about after your suda to swallow vinegar, that would be nicker that you're doing it for refuah. So Rava differentiated between before the suda and after the suda. Before the suda, you could have the vinegar. After the suda, you can't swallow the vinegar. Now vim isa. Now if Rava really holds of the svara of hayo, that once the heter applies in part of a day, so will apply to the other day. Rava said even by Shabbos Yom Kippur, which has two separate days. So Kol Shekin over here says the Gemara, name ahayo v'kaidem tibul shari la'acher tibul nami shari. We should say that since it was mutter to swallow the vinegar before the suda, so it should be mutter to swallow the vinegar after the suda. So says the Gemara, because of the stira, that by Yom Kippur, Rava applied hayo, and by vinegar, Rava didn't apply hayo, says the Gemara, hader be Rava me'ahi. It must be that Rava was chayzer from his psak about the vinegar, and really Rava held that you could swallow the vinegar. And to answer the stira, Rava will say like Abaye, that when the Mishnah says that you can't be megamea the vinegar, the Mishnah meant you can't be megamea upayle, that you can't spit it out. But to swallow it, that's mutter both before the suda or after the suda. Says the Gemara, Mimai de Me'ahi Hadarbe, who says that the psak of Rava that he was chayzer from was the one about the vinegar? Dilma Meha Hadarbe. Maybe he was chayzer from his psak about Yom Kippur, and really he held that you're not allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Lo Salkadaitach. That's not an option. It can't be that's the psak that Rava was chayzer from. The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, that Kol Chayv Tfilos Toivlin Kadarkon Bein B'Tishba Bein B'Yom Kippurim. That all people that are chayv to go to the mikvah, so they could go to the mikvah even on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Being that we have a Mefirsh, a Braisa, which says that you could go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, so it can't be that that's the psak that Rava was chayzer from. Rather, it must be Rava was chayzer from his psak about the vinegar. Now we mentioned in the Mishnah of Veshavid Shemashik and Esamayim B'Kli Evan that you could do Ashaka, you could toivel the water which became Tameh in a Kli Evan which is not Mekabel Tumah. You just can't take a Kli which is Mekabel Tumah and put that into the Mikvah and be Metayer the Kli while doing the Ashaka. You can't be Metayer the, be toivel the Kli Agav Meimav. But you could be toivel the water in a Kli Evan which is not Mekabel Tumah. So now Maya Voloi Matbilan, the Gemara explains what we just spoke out. What did the Mishnah mean when it said that you could use a Kli Evan but you can't be matbil. Amar Shmuel ein matbilon es a kli agav meimav. What it means is that you can't use a kli which became tamei and latare biyamtiv and then be matayer that on yamtiv agav during the time that you're doing the hashaka. Now says the Gemara, so our Mishnah which differentiates between using a kli evan and a different kli, and a kli evan is mutter to do hashaka, but you can't use another kli. So mani mas nisan, who's the tan of our Mishnah that has this chilek? Loi Rebbe v'loi Rabbanon. It doesn't seem to fit into anyone's shita. The tan that we learned in the Braisa, that Rebbe says, "Ein matbilan es a kli agav meimav l'taroi, ve'ein mashikan es a mayim b'kli evan l'taron." You can't use a kli evan, and you can't use even you can't use any sort of kli. Rebbe says everything is aser. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that to do any sort of hashaka, tefila, everything is aser. So that's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said hashaka with the kli evan is mutter. The Chachamim ma'imrim, and now the Chachamim say, and our Mishnah is not like the Chachamim either. The Chachamim say, "Matbilan kli agav meimav l'taroi, u'mashik." The Chachamim say that everything's mutter. If you want to use a Kli Evan, that's mutter. You want to put it into a different Kli that's Mekabel Tumah, and then you'll be tivel that Kli during the Hashaka. That's also mutter. So says the Gemara Mani, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? E Rebbe Kasha Ashaka. If it's Rebbe, so we have a Kasha from Ashaka, because Rebbe said that Ashaka is Aser, and our Mishnah says it's Mutter. And E Rabbanon Kasha Adbala. And if it's like the Rabbanon, so we have a Kasha about Tefillah. The Rabbanon said Adbala is Mutter, and our Mishnah says to be Makbo the Kli Agav Meimav is Aser. So says the Gemara, Yibayi Seimer Rebbe, Yibayi Seimer Rabbanon. Take your pick, we could either say it's like Rebbe or like the Rabbanon. Yibayi Seimer Rebbe, I could tell you that the Mishnah is like Rebbe, Reisha de Braisa Biyamtiv, Seifa B'Shabbos. When Rebbe says that you can't be tied with a Kli, that he meant that even on Yamtiv you can't be tied with a Kli. When he said you can't use a Kli Evan, that he meant Dafka on Shabbos. On Shabbos you can't be tied the, you can't do Ashaka in a Kli Evan, but on Yamtiv you could. V'kulu Mas Nisan Biyamtiv, and our Mishnah was discussing Yamtiv. Yom Tov, so it's mamish identical with Rebbe. Vibayi same Rabbanon, or I could tell you that the time of the Mishnah is the Rabbanon, the Kula Masnisim B'Shabbos. And our Mishnah, which said that you're not allowed to be Toivul Kli Al Gav Meimov, was discussing Shabbos, that's when you can't be Toivul Kli Al Gav Meimov. When the Chachamim said that it's Mutter, they were talking about Yom Tov, and our Tana would be minded that on Yom Tov it's Mutter, and therefore, says the Gemara, you could either say that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rebbe, or you could say that the Tana of the Mishnah is the Rabbanon.